May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. In the season of Advent, we keep watch for the one who keeps His promise. In the season of Advent, we prepare the way of the Lord. And in the season of Advent, we are invited to rejoice as we prepare to meet the Lord. It is not with fear and trembling that we wait to meet the Lord. We do not wait for the violent invasion of a conquering foe. It is not an enemy who approaches us in the silence of the night. We await the arrival of the one on whom the Spirit of the Lord dwells in resplendent fullness. We await the one who will bring glad tidings to the poor and liberty to the captives. We await the one who will declare a year of favor and the vindication of the Lord our God. We await the one who will set us free. And as we wait, we rejoice. We do not wait in sorrow or in sadness. We rejoice heartily in the Lord who is the joy of our souls. We rejoice in the Lord who is faithful and who has called us to Himself. We rejoice in the promise of the one who keeps His promise. We rejoice in the good news that has been announced to us. We rejoice in the good news that shall be revealed to us. Isaiah announced the promise and the glory. Paul announced the promise and the glory. And John the Baptist looked upon the face of Him who is the promise and the glory. John the Baptist only invited the people to follow him so that he could lead them to the Savior. John knew that his life was a reflection of the glory of the Lord. He was not the glory. He was not the light. John the Baptist rejoiced because he was privileged to testify to the light. He was privileged to show the way. He was privileged to proclaim the coming of the Lord in power and in majesty, in humility and in simplicity. John the Baptist was privileged to show the way to Jesus. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is our privilege too. We have heard the promise made to the prophets. We have heard the proclamation of Paul. And we have joined with John the Baptist in preparing the way of the Lord. We are privileged to hear the promise. We are privileged to testify to the light. We are privileged to show the way to Jesus Christ. Let us rejoice. Amen.